Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney. Thank you so much for downloading this Consumer Podcast. It has been a busy week, and a lot of the busyness has been all revolving around credit cards. It seems like every time you turn around, there is a lot of news when it comes to credit card. Let's start with Chase. You may remember that I reported here and on ABC 7 News and ABC7News.com that Chase, out of nowhere, started charging hundreds of thousands of its customers a $10 a month fee if they wanted to hang on to their credit card. 10 bucks a month. That's $120 a year out of nowhere. And these were some of Chase's very best customers. These were the customers that had taken up Chase on an offer to transfer their balances. Chase said, transfer your balances over here and pay 3%. And then you can pay 3.99% until these balances are paid off. And those balances will be paid off at 2%. Sounds like a deal. A lot of people paid that 3%, transferred their balances. And then Chase adds his $10 a month fee and says, no, it's not going to be 2% minimum payment. The minimum payment is now going to be 5% of your balance. A lot of people simply could not do that. They had to move their money or pay a higher interest rate. We asked Chase, what's up? And they said, well, you know, things are changing. We didn't think that was a very good answer. And as it turns out, neither did the New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo. And Chase has now said, never mind. We're going to give everybody all that money back, that $10 a month fee, about $3 or $4 million. And we're not going to charge the rest of the money, which would have racked up another $22 million. So that $10 a month fee is coming off because consumers like you got a hold of people like me, and we raised a stink. So there you go. There's one for the little guy. Here's something else you need to watch out for with your credit card. Credit card companies are stealing reward points. When they cancel your card, out of nowhere, you've done nothing wrong. You've made all your payments. You've lived up to every agreement. They cancel your card. Some of these companies are stealing your reward points. And make no doubt, this is stealing because you earned those reward points. Those reward points are worth money, and they just simply take them away. Well, that's stealing. I see the media getting onto this, which means class action attorneys are going to get onto this, which means Andrew Cuomo is going to get onto this, and it's going to end because this is a tough one to justify. It can be in the contract, but you know what? I can write in a contract that I'm allowed to bonk you on the head with a hammer, and that doesn't make it legal. So this is going to be fought out if these guys don't start returning these points. But I'm telling you now that if you receive reward points from your credit card, be careful. If they come and cancel your card because you've done nothing wrong, you may have more rights than they might want you to believe. Out of the network. Have you ever gone to a doctor out of the network? Is that a scam? There are some in the U.S. Senate who are beginning to think this whole out-of-network thing is simply a scam and that insurance companies need to knock it off, that they say it is a financial reality that they have this set of doctors in a network and this set of doctors in a network. And you know what? We're beginning to rethink all of our health insurance rules, concerns, issues, and out-of-network is another one that is being rethought. So if you've ever been forced to pay a ton of money because you went out of network, you might want to contact your U.S. senator or your congressperson or me and let me know about it. I don't know if this is a scam, but I think we're going to get to the bottom of this very, very soon. I think often, in many cases, it's not a scam. It's how they've set this up. But that doesn't mean this is how it should be set up in the future. You ought to complain. Consumer groups with good names are being exploited. This has always happened, but we're seeing it happen more. We have a new administration coming in that is more consumer-friendly than the ones that we've had over the past couple of decades, and actually 30 years or more. And the bad guys know that. And so the word consumer is being thrown around a lot. And so the bad guys are beginning to use it. So when you get a pitch from someone or some entity that has consumer in their name, don't just believe that. You need to check them out. The word consumer now has a new cachet. And so the bad guys are cashing in on it. Be very careful. E-How. You need to go to ehow.com, E-H-O-W.com. This site is absolutely amazing. It has many, many articles there that can teach you how to build a rabbit hutch, get better taxes back, how to hook up a VCR or a DVD. The thing is packed with information, and they will pay you to write another article to put on their site. It's worth checking out. Not only can you save some money, maybe pick up a new hobby, but you might actually be able to make some money. That's ehow.com. And while we're talking about the internet, let's finish up. I'm now on Twitter, so I'm tweeting, and you can find me at mfinney. mfinney. We put some free stuff on there that doesn't go on TV. We have a lot of advice and a lot of fun stuff. You ought to start following me and tell your friends. Retweet me and tell your friends. Also, you can, of course, check me out Monday through Friday on ABC 7 News at 5 and 6. I'm also on The View from the Bay every Monday and Friday. And my radio show airs every Saturday between 4 and 7. We really have a good time in all of these venues. So if you have an opportunity, or if you're trying to save some money, or make sure you're staying up to date on the news that actually affects your life, then check these out. Hey, everybody, thank you for downloading this podcast. Goodbye.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.